The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 33 and 34, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 3rd, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Jarayattasujakusam nirginnam manalo yatha. Naikatmatang me sprayanti kechin matpadu sebabhi ratamadiya. Je anannatu bhagavata prasajya sabhajayante mama paurushani. So, jarayati asu ja kosang. Kosang means covering. We have got the spirit soul has got two kinds of covering. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, dehinasmin jatha dehe. Dehina, the proprietor or the occupier. Proprietor is not, actually, the occupier. I have several times explained that this body, gross and subtle, both the bodies, just like shirt and coat, covering of the body, similarly, there are two kinds of covering of the body. Subtle body and gross body. The gross body is made of earth, water, fire, air, sky, and the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence, and ego. There are eight kinds of material elements. Five are gross, we can see, and three are very subtle, we cannot see. And the soul is still more subtle. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha paramana, manasastu paro buddhi, buddhestu ja parasa. We have got experience of this body, that is gross experience. Anyone can see, I see your body, you see my body, but you don't see me actually, I don't see you actually. We see or perceive your presence when the soul is up from the body. Then we cry, oh, my friend has gone away, my friend has gone away. Why your friend has gone away? He's lying here. Then we can perceive that my real friend or my real father, the soul, who is different from this body. And now, at the present moment, he is my father, he is my friend. Who is this body? That is animal vision. That is not human being vision. Jashyatu buddhi kunape tudhate saiva gokara. Animals also see, here is a friend dog, here is my mother dog. So we have no eyes to see. So we cannot see even the soul, minute soul. And how we can see God in this blunt eyes, and still you want to see God. We cannot see even you, you cannot see me. We are part and parcel of God. And how we can see God? Therefore, it is said, Atasya Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Grahyam Indriya. The present senses is incapable of seeing God or seeing you and me. There is no spiritual vision. But we can perceive, just like after death, we can understand there was something which has gone away, now the body which I was seeing is neither my father nor my friend. It is a lump of matter. This is knowledge. So one who understands this body as lump of matter before death, he is called wise, jnana-chakkhusa. He sees the soul by the eyes of knowledge. Pashyati jnana-chakkhusa. Those who are not in the platform of jnana, on the gross platform of the animals, they cannot see the soul or Bhagavan. Two parts. So it requires many births. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan maam prapadyate. After practicing karma, generally people are kurmis. Kurmis means gross, fruitive worker to get some profit for material benefits. They are called kurmis. So out of many millions and thousands of kurmis, one is jnani. Jnani means one who understands that I am not this body. The kurmis cannot understand. They are in the gross field. Jnani can understand that I am not this body. Brahma-bhuta. And out of many millions of jnanis, one becomes liberated. Liberated means I am not this body actually. He understands that I am soul. But sometimes the mayavadis, they become liberated. But they think, because I am spirit soul, therefore I am one with the Supreme. Soham. Soham. Actually, I am spirit soul. I am equal in quality. But that does not mean I am the Supreme Soul. Therefore, in the next verse you will find, Naikātmatāṁ me spriyanti kīcin. The devotees are not so full that they desire to become one with the Supreme. No, ekātmakata. Because they are in full knowledge. And those who are not full in knowledge, but thinking that they have become liberated, conception of this body, that is theoretical, not practical. Theoretical, janneru bindākho bimukta mānina. They are thinking that they have become now liberated, Narayan. Now he has become equal with Narayan. Therefore the mayavadis, because they have become Narayan, one with Narayan, they are addressing one another, no more Narayan. You are Narayan, I am Narayan, and everyone is Narayan. Then there is the Narayan, this Narayan, this Narayan. But this is not the verdict of the devotees. Matpado seva abhidata madiha. Those who are devotees, fully engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Matpado seva abhidata. Abhi means constantly. And rata means attached. Avirata. They do not think like that. They do not like that nonsense idea, that I shall become one with. How it is? If I am one with the Supreme, how I have fallen in this condition? No. I am not one. I am one in quality, small particle. We have explained several times that we are also constitutionally the same spirit's identity as God is, but we are also just like gold mine and a small particle of gold. So you can say this is gold. And a gold in the mine, big mine, many millions of tons of gold, quality is the same. A drop of sea water and the vast sea, the chemical composition is the same, the drop of water. But you cannot say that this small particle or drop of water is equal to the sea. That is nonsense. That is nonsense. That means less intelligence. Less intelligence. So, those who are less intelligence, they want to become one. But those who are actually knowledge, for them it is said, no, ekātmatāṁ spriyanti, they never even desire that I shall become one with. That is Śuddha Bhakti. Just like one gentleman was speaking, that even the Mahāvādīs, they worship sometimes Lord Vishnu. Yes, they do. That is, they do not actually believe in the form of Vishnu, but they take it as a means, an imagination, to imagine the form of Vishnu. This is Mahāvādīs. Sādhukānāṁ hitārthāya brahmana rūpa kalpana. They imagine. Just like you are worshipping Radha Krishna, the Mahāvādī will say, this is imagination. Actually, the Absolute Truth has no rūp, no form. That is impersonal. They do not know that here is the actual form, Krishna. Īśvara Parama Krishna Sachidānanda Vigraha. Vigraha. Vigraha means who has got form. They do not know that. Therefore they mistake. That is not. There are many so-called Vaishnavas. They are worshipping Vishnu, but thinking of becoming one with the Supreme. Imagine. Well, they cannot be one. How it can be? That is not possible. They sometimes give the example, the drop of water, when it mixes with the vast mass of water in the sea, it becomes one. But does it actually become so? No. They, according to scientific division, there are the atomic molecules of water. So each molecule and atom is different from one another. Sometimes they call cell, they call molecule. So it appears just like the sun sign. The sun sign is combination of many millions and trillions of small shining particles. That is sun sign. But each particle has got individual identity. They are not homogeneous. But because we have no eyes to see such a small atomic division, therefore we think that they are one. No. They are even physically, they are different. Similarly, although we are very small particle, we are different identity, not one. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has explained that all these soldiers and kings who have assembled here, you and me, all of us, we existed in the past and we are now present, and in the future also we shall exist. But Krishna never said that, Arjun, you and me and all the soldiers or kings, we shall become one. He never said. we shall keep our individuality. This is knowledge. And in another place Krishna says, mamaivaṁsu jīva bhūta jīva loke sanātha. We are part and parcel of Krishna, our God, sanātana, eternally. Not that at the present moment I have become separated from the spirit soul, and when I shall be uncovered by this gross and subtle body, we shall become one. Their theory is like that. Ghatakas patakas. Just like ghato, a pot. In the pot, there is also sky. And outside the pot, there is also sky. Outside the pot, there is big sky. And within the sky, within the pot, there is small sky. But if you break the pot, then small sky becomes one with the big sky. This is Mayavada theory. But Krishna said that these living entities, they are eternally my parts and parcel, small particles. It is not that sometimes they are one homogeneous, now they have become part. That we do not get. Therefore, those who have got complete knowledge, they never expect like that, I shall become one with the Supreme. No, ekātmatāṁ means prayon. They even hate to desire it. They simply want to remain. That is the constitutional position. Here we are also part and parcel of Krishna, although we are now covered by this material body. That can be dissolved. This material, it can be easily dissolved by bhakti yoga. Therefore it is said that jarayati asuja kosam nirginna analojatha. Just like if you have got good digestive power, you eat anything, it will be digested. You will not find any difficulty. Similarly, if you have got strong bhakti yoga, then you are not anymore in material body. You are free. You are in spiritual body. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that mantaja abhyavicharini bhakti yogina sevate. Abhyavicharini means without any deviation. Suddha bhakti. Pure devotional service. Annavilasita sunnam. Annavilasita sunnam means any kind of material desire. This desire that I shall become one with the Supreme, that is also material desire. That is not spiritual desire. That is artificial. Now, just like we want to become, to hold very big post, so when we are baffled, then we want to become one with the Supreme, Narayan. That means Narayan is the husband of Lakshmi, so I shall become the husband of Lakshmi. Now, in this material world, I am hankering after Lakshmi, but I could not get it. Now let me become the husband. This is their theory. They want to become Narayan. Such a foolish theory. Narayan is the Lakshmipate. Can anyone attempt to enjoy Lakshmiji? Because they are not bhaktas. They think like that. This rascal does. How I can be a Narayana? That is not possible. In the Shastra says that just to Narayana Devam, Brahma Rudra Adi Dayutai, Samaptena Vikheta Sa Pasandi Bhavidrom. You cannot equalize Narayana even with such exalted demigods as like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma. amongst the devas, demigods, Lord Shiva is called Mahadeva. He is the foremost demigod. And similarly, Brahma. Brahma is less than Lord Shiva, but because in this material world, Brahma appeared to be the father of Rudra, therefore he is given a little more respect. But actually Lord Shiva is more than Lord Brahma. But even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, Rudradi Daivati. Rudra means Shiva and Brahma means Lord Brahma. They also cannot be equalized with Narayana. And we are so foolish that we are making Daridra Narayana. Narayana has become Daridra. Shastra says, don't equalize even with such exalted demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and these foolish rascals, they are making equal Narayana with Daridra. How Narayana can be Daridra? He is Lakshmipati. We are asking for the favor of Mother Lakshmi. Give me some money, Mother. Dhanang dehi, rupang dehi, rupapati bhajang dehi, dehi dehi. And Narayana is worshipped by Lakshmi ji, not one Lakshmi ji, sata sahasra. Lakshmi sata sahasra, sambrama, sebumanam. Narayana is being worshipped by many thousands of goddess of faults. Sambhama, with great fear. That's like Rukmini Devi. She is Lakshmi Devi. And she was always afraid of Krishna that he may not leave me away. Always afraid. Sometimes Krishna was joking with Rukmini Devi. Rukmini Devi, Rajakanna, you are the daughter of a king, and it was better you could have married Shishupal. Yeah, I am simply a cowherd boy. In this way, husband and wife joking, Krishna was joking, and Lakshmi, Rukmini Devi, became so afraid that immediately she fainted. That Krishna is now finding out the way to give me up. This is called Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sebhuman. The Lakshmis are so with great respect and that Narayana has become Daridra. Just see the logic. So these are our rascal philosophy. This is not. Nobody should become so ambitious as to become one with the Supreme. That is not very good intelligence. Good intelligence is that I am eternal part and parcel of Narayana, and it is the duty of the part and parcel to serve the whole. That is correct philosophy. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. So, it is the duty of the finger to serve the whole body. Whenever I ask any service from the finger, come here, it is coming here, come here, it is coming here, come here. This is the duty. That is the normal condition. If at once with my order the finger cannot come here or come here, then it is diseased. Because it cannot give service. So long as we are part and parcel of Krishna or the Supreme Lord, our duty is to give service. That is the description given by Lord Chaitanya. Everywhere, in every shastra, that is the Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. Eternally we are servant. So, as in this material condition, of course the devotee is not under material condition. As soon as he becomes servant of Krishna and gives pure devotional service with love and faith, immediately he becomes spiritually situated. Therefore it is said, Jarayati asuja kosam nirginam analojatha Just like if you put something in the fire, immediately it is burned and turned into ashes. Similarly, as soon as you put yourself in the devotional service without any material desire, annavilasitas, immediately your subtle body and gross body become dissolved. You remain only spirit soul. Immediately. The same example is given here. Immediately. Just like Krishna says, Ahantva sarva papi bhamo khoisha. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sarana. As you surrender, then what will you immediately become purified. Ahantvang sarva papi. We are contaminated by sinful activities. We are getting different types of bodies on account of our sinful activities or pious activities, you take it. Pious activity or sinful activities, they are meant for giving you different types of body. That is suffering. So long you will have this material body, you will have to suffer. You cannot avoid it. Matras parashastu kontiya sitosna sukha dukkhada. That is stated in the matras parashastu. What is the suffering? Suffering means on account of this body. The same water, it is very pleasing during summer. And in the same water, it is very distressing in winter. So water is the same, but it is distressing and pleasing on account of this body. Very simple thing, one can understand. Matras parashastu kauntiya, sitosna sukha dukkhada. The water is neither pleasing nor distressing. It is due to my this body and bodily concepts of life. We are suffering or enjoying, so-called enjoying, so-called suffering. Actually, I am the spirit soul. I am different from this body, gross body and subtle body. I have no suffering, enjoying. It is simply my imagination. Therefore, a Mukta Purush, a liberated person, is not affected by this so-called suffering or enjoying. That is called liberation. our actual constitutional position is that we are small particle of Narayana. And our business is, because we are part and parcel of Narayana, why Narayana has created? Eka bahushyama. Narayana has become many. Why he has become many? To enjoy. Anandamaya bhyasat. He has created us, just like a gentleman accepts a wife, putrathe kriyate bharja. That is the aim. That if I get one wife, I will get children. Putra pinna prajanam. This is the spiritual value of begetting children. That putra will offer pinna. So in my next life I am in difficulty, by offering pinda, he will save me. This is the purpose of putrotpavam. Pu means punnamo naraka. Punnamo naraka. Tra means trayate, delivers. Punnamo naraka trayate iti putra. This is the meaning of putra. But if the putra is going himself to the punnamo naraka, then he will deliver me. That is the position now. Nobody is offering sadhya ceremony, nobody believes in that. Anyway, if a man taking the responsibility of maintaining wife and children, why? Because he is thinking that I will enjoy life. I will enjoy good atmosphere. Everyone is trying to that. Any family you go in this evening, they are trying to enjoy life with wife and children and friends. Therefore, they are taking the responsibility. So this is ananda. But because in this material world, the ananda is being converted into distress. But you can get the ananda when you are with the Supreme Father, Krishna. We are all children of the Supreme Father. Sarva joni shukanteya sambhavanti murtayaja. Tasang mahajani brahma ahanga bijapadapita. Krishna says that he is the Father. He has created for enjoyment, not for distressing the children and himself. But we, children of Krishna, we have given up the Supreme Father. We wanted to enjoy independently, therefore you are suffering. Just like if a big man's, very rich man's son, he gives up his home and he wants to live and enjoy life independently, it is not possible. Therefore, our duty is to go back to home, back to Godhead, again return to our original Father, Krishna. That will give us happiness. So if we go to our original Father, back to home, back to Godhead, then we can also enjoy with Him unlimitedly. That is the philosophy. Thank you.